Tonight is about each other. Tonight is about relentless football. And anything about to touch the football, they get knocked out tonight. Let's do what we do best on three. One, two, three.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, Ravens Nation, to a brand new edition of The Call. What a game last Sunday, man. What a game. I was lucky enough to be in attendance, and my good buddy Josh that I'm going to be talking to, he was in attendance with me. And let me tell you, this guy cannot beat me at cornhole. But Josh, what's going on, man?
Come on, man. You had to lead in with that. Come on.
Hey, whenever I get any little thing I can lead up with, I got to use it. So what happened? What happened in Lot H, man? Your game was not there for cornhole.
Pretty much, it was the best of the game. It was a prelude to what happened to the Raiders. I was just Raiders. I just couldn't win. For all the fans out there, I love playing cornhole. Love having fun playing, but, you know, I just lost a couple games. Well, he did beat me 4 games and nothing in a 7-game series, so I got whooped. And I'll take my abuse like a man. I'll admit defeat. But I'm competitive. And Brandon, we're going to rematch one of these days.
All right, that's fine, man. That's fine. The title, you know, I got the title on my shoulder. You know, whenever you want to come try to take this belt, you're right there, man. You let me know. But hey, man, what a game that you and me, we got to see live right there at the M&T Bank Stadium.
Was it rocking, man? It was in a great environment, wasn't it?
It was a great environment. I had never gone tailgating before. That was a great experience. But that game, I mean, there was never a dull moment, really, because we were on our feet the whole time. There was never, you know, there were so little miscues in that game for the Ravens.
Right, little miscues. And jumping on that, not that we played a flawless football game, but I don't see anything to complain about. You cannot be a Ravens fan right now, be complaining. I mean, look at what's going on right now. And we're going to touch on a lot of points on the show, but just to really run down what's happening right now. The Ravens just dismantled the Oakland Raiders at home like they looked like they were on Monday Night Football back when in week one against Cincinnati. They looked great, well-machined. The defense was flying around. I don't see, I mean, we set records. We blew the doors off them. We had a fake field goal. You literally could go on and on, and I'm not even getting to touching what happened with the Steelers. And it's Steeler Hate Week, guys. I mean, you cannot be a Ravens fan to be complaining right now. If you are, there's something wrong with you. You need to just take off your purple and black jersey and just throw it away, because you cannot be complaining right now, fellas. Come on. We're 7-2. What do you get? First place. Let's go.
Just a crazy game. I mean, you know, we usually wait until the end of this segment to give out the game balls, but I gotta say, man, the game balls gotta go to the entire team. I mean, you've got so many people on offense that got touchdowns or did all this amazing plays. You got Jacoby Jones, you know, coming back and
Who? Jones? Who? That's right.
This guy is 3 yards off of, you know, matching his last record-breaking return for this past game. You've got Bolden, who looked great. Torrey looked great. Joe Flacco looked great. Ray Rice looked great. Everybody looked great on the offense. The defense looked amazing as well. I mean, a Terrence Cody just kind of like sneezed at the quarterback, and he fell over during one play.
Yeah, what was that about? It was classic. I mean, Carson gets a game ball for acting. He just fell right on his butt.
Just everybody at the stadium, though, I gotta say, they were all saying, man, this felt like a college game, because some of the stuff that was going on you don't see in the NFL very often. And this score, this run-up score that these guys made, it was the first time in Ravens history we've scored that many points in one game. But I mean, these guys made it look easy.
Yes, I did. They was a threat on every facet of the ball. I mean, if you look at how this is funny how the NFL is. A week ago, Oakland plays Tampa Bay. Doug Martin runs for 250 yards and four touchdowns, right? You're thinking Ray Rice is going to have a 303 touchdown game. Oh, he's going to have 50 points of fantasy. Yeah, he's a lock. The Raiders made adjustments and stopped Ray Rice, but you know what they said? Okay, Flacco, you're going to stop my boy Ray Rice. We're just going to go to the air. It was an air show. I mean, apart from the flyover, which was incredible, for the Veterans Day festivities, and it was just electric all around, and saluting, and the national anthem, and all that. You know, the flyover said to the president, "We're going to take to the air. Forget the ground." It was an air assault in Baltimore. I'm telling you, it was great. Flacco was on point, accurate. The receivers were getting open, although Oakland's corners were that bad. Oakland's receivers were getting open. Or I'm going to say Oakland's receivers. I'm sorry, but I meant Oakland weren't coming our receivers at all. And it was just Flacco was having a field day picking them apart. I mean, Pitta was involved in the offense. You know, Bolden, Ed Dixon. I could go on. Torrey Smith, Jacoby Jones. I mean, I could give out endless game balls right now. Just going down the list. Well, let's give them out right now. Obviously, I have to stand on my feet and applause. Jacoby Jones, wow. Like, I heard someone today online, I read on a message board, and I'm going to take it, whoever it was, I'm going to steal it right now. Someone said, does Houston have any more cast-offs? I mean, we have Vontae Leach, Bernard Pollard, and Jacoby Jones. Jacoby Jones muffed two punts against Baltimore. He's returned 108 and 105 for a touchdown, man. This is incredible right now. What a perfect find, and he brings that dynamic we need to the special teams right now, and it's adding that third facet. We have the offense, we have the defense. We all know what the defense is becoming this year with the loss of Ray and Webb, and, you know, with Jimmy Smith not being played, and Nada wasn't even playing, I was surprised, and the defense been pretty well, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. The defense looked really well. You know, this is big news. Jimmy Smith, he didn't really play much, or he didn't play at all during this last game, and, you know, we need some depth in that defense, and the Ravens have actually signed veteran Chris Johnson today at this recording on Tuesday, which bad news for a guy like Bobby Rainey, who's, you know, put on the IR list, but Chris Johnson adding a little bit more, and he's a veteran. He's been in this league for a while, so I think that's going to be a good signing just to give the Ravens a little bit more depth and a defense that, even though it didn't look like it on Sunday, has been lacking a lot of the talents that that they've been used to this season.
Exactly. You're right on point there, Brandon. And, you know, going back on that this signing for the cornerbacks, and this is what the Ravens do. They fill in pieces what they need to do. And, yes, it's not a sexy signing. We don't need that right now. We're filling in a void. Webb got hurt. Jimmy Smith needs to step up. Kerry Williams is right now. I say Kerry Williams is playing okay football right now to at least start, and I'm very happy right now. And in taking a break from the game balls, I appreciate you breaking that news for us, and it does give us another dynamic angle on the defensive side of football, at least to, you know, have the depth we need at corner, and this is what we're lacking, and I'm very happy with that. When I heard about that, I was very excited today, and just going out with the game balls, of course, Jacoby Jones gets one. Torrey Smith, man, he had two receptions, both of them for touchdowns. He had long touchdowns. The one, he's a blue-bodied guy. He was wide open. It was great. I remember seeing that play going down the field. We were in the stands watching that, and I can just say, I was like, look, I even pointed, stood up, said, look, he's wide open. I think I stood up and started celebrating before he even caught the ball. I remember nudging you, and then you know, there was a touchdown, and Flacco to Pitta. It's just, wow, like Joe Flacco, man, 21 of 33, 341, three touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. Wow, four total touchdowns, Flacco, wow, and 115 passer rating. The guy continues to prove again he's a great quarterback. You know, we were discussing after the game, is he elite? Is he not? I'm going to throw the word elite out there. You know what? He's a very, very good quarterback, and any team would be lucky to have him as also the Ravens. And, you know, compared to if he continues down the road, and hey, if he, you know, not to jinx our team here, but if he never wins a Super Bowl in Baltimore, well, look, Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, and he was put on numbers. He's a Hall of Famer. I'm not saying Joe Flacco's a Hall of Famer, so don't take my words out of context, fans, and don't be tweeting me, and don't be, you know, oh, Josh said, Flacco's a Hall of Famer. No. But he's putting up the numbers, and consistently, if he gets there, you know, he's going to be amongst the greats. And I don't have any shame in saying that, because if he does like that, what he can do, and this is how we're supposed to do in Baltimore, we beat the doors off the opponents we need to beat, and it was a beatdown. You know, we set a club record 55 points, you know, with the Jacoby Jones return we got it. And how about, you know, there's just so much to talk about, but how about that field goal where I remember it was third and three and then fourth and goal, and then they went for it. As you know, Sam Cook opens up like it's the Red Sea. Boom, he gets in. And I applaud the Raiders for thinking that the score wasn't being run up. Like, and this is where I'm going to get fired up here, Brandon. Hopefully you agree. I'm going to see what your point of view is on this. I don't know if you heard about that, but they interviewed the Raiders after the game, and they asked them, you know, do you think the Ravens are running up the score? And they go, no. The head coach even said it's our job to stop them, and even Harbaugh said there was playing time. It was still halfway through the third quarter, and the game wasn't long hand. You've seen the Raiders had a long touchdown with Darius Hayward Bay. Daenerys Moore scored a 30-yarder. You know, they had the capability, and with our defense, no lead is safe, and you've seen what happened in Cleveland. We got 14-0 early, and then let them back and hang around the game. And with teams like that, you cannot let them hang around. You got to step on the throat and break their heads off. And I don't see nothing wrong with that. And it's not running up the score. The defense is supposed to stop them. The offense is paid to score points. And they're all paid professionals. You can't stop them. Score 100 if need be.
Yeah, that's what they're paid to do. That's what they're there for. If the defense isn't doing their job, the offense is going to take what they want to. I mean, that's not even football, man. That's just everyday working life. You know, you got to take what you can get, and you got to work hard. And if somebody else isn't working hard, then, you know, it affects your game. So these guys are doing their job. And, you know, that score is reflective of the Raiders either not being ready for this game or just, you know, not knowing what to do in Baltimore, or they can blame the travel or whatever. These guys, the Baltimore Ravens offense and the defense both did their jobs, and they did their job well this past Sunday.
They did well, and what a great game it was. Performance, you know, kind of got shaky when they pulled within 7, and then all of a sudden it was just all steam forward ahead, and wow. I can't gush enough about this win. I can't complain. You know, I guess everyone to be giving this show, I cannot complain, fans. I'm telling you. You can call me up. You can blow my phone up. You can blow my Twitter feed up. You can sit there and give me every excuse. Well, we need to work. Of course we need to work on something. You know, we're not undefeated here. And there's always room for improvement. Harbaugh can even echo that, and the coaching staff's going to go down for it. Even the players are going to say, they're going to probably echo, we didn't play our best out there. And, yeah, they scored 55 points. But, again, it's kind of shady because it is the Oakland Raiders. But, again, they beat. Again, this is how the parity in the NFL is this year. The Oakland Raiders beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then we just blew the doors off them like they were amateurs. This is how funny the NFL is. Going back to the Houston game 3 weeks ago. Houston loses big at home, got blew out by Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers threw 6 touchdowns against that defense. Then they kill us, make us look like fools. And it's just, this is the NFL, guys, as we know it. Any given Sunday, any given Monday, any given Thursday, I don't care what day of the week it is, if two teams line up, you've got to play football, as the Ravens showed. You know, going to watch Monday Night Football this past week, Pittsburgh looked atrocious against Kansas City, and they won the game, and we looked atrocious against Kansas City. I mean, it happens, guys. You got to beat the team you're supposed to beat. In the end of the day, the Ravens are sitting pretty in the AFC at 7-2. And remember, after the Houston game, we were talking on the podcast, and we can go back and pull the recordings. Brandon echoed this, too. You know, we were saying after the Houston game, look, in 2 weeks, we'll be 7-2 going into Pittsburgh. No worries, right?
Yeah, I remember saying that.
Yeah, I mean, it's on record, and I have no problem pulling it back up. And I was right, you know, not that I'm a fortune teller of predictions here, but you know, 7-2 was easily attainable, and we attained that. Another home win. How about another record win? 15 straight at home. They are, I think I looked it up today, I think they are 33-5 in the Harbaugh era at home, which is stinking impressive, man. They haven't lost at home since 2010. This is incredible.
That's pretty great. I mean, any fan, any football fan wants that at home, you know, and the Ravens got it. So that's pretty awesome. I mean, this is the place to play if you want to be the home team.
And not that the write off the Ravens saying, well, if they don't get the number one seed and don't get home field, are they going to be in the playoffs? No. I mean, we got road games ahead of us. We got great home games ahead of us. If they get their things fixed, they can get a road, and I think they can win on the road with a good opponent. We've already beat New England. New England's beatable. They should have lost this past weekend to Buffalo at home. They lost to Arizona at home. I mean, everybody right now in the NFL is beatable. I don't see a scary team. Even the Falcons lost. They're no longer undefeated. If you look across the NFL, the Giants fell off the board. There's no really good teams in the NFC nor the AFC. The AFC's wide open. Yeah, Houston's ahead of us, and you know Houston had a sloppy game against Chicago, and they won that ugly game. You know, right now, no team is safe. There's no team right now that impressed me like, oh, I'm scared of them. Like maybe a couple years ago, when Brady had Moss and they were a juggernaut in offense, and you know, yeah, there's teams out there where I don't want to play them in December, January. Right now, if you play us at home, you're not beating us.
No, you're not beating us. You're not beating us at all. And
lockdown.
That's right. And but we have another game coming up this Sunday, man. And this is big time. This is what you like to call Steelers Hate Week. This is a game that everybody, when that schedule came out in the summer, everyone circled this one. This is the first time the Ravens are meeting the Steelers. And due to what happened on Monday Night Football, this is a different game than what the Ravens were going to originally have to deal with, because it looks like Big Ben, it's a good possibility he won't be playing on Sunday. Now, of course, they're not going to come out and say right off the bat, no, he's not going to play, but there's a good chance that Big Ben will not be on that field. How do you think this changes the Ravens' game plan?
It changes hugely, tremendously. It changes everything. If you look at the scope of things, he beats us to death sometimes. Like, I just hate the guy sometimes, because it's just, he makes these plays and it gets under your skin. You're like, come on. And then I hate it when he throws a Heath Miller. We all know the Steelers. And I was going to make fun of it, you know, the Steeler Hate Week. And I got all kinds of stuff. Anybody's seen my Twitter pics as of late? I started the Steeler Hate stuff, and I was posting my pictures, and you know, they wave the little girly towels, and it's coming. And I'm going to quote the Ravens. I posted on my Facebook. Ready? It says, quote the Raven, it's Steeler Week. And I think the Ravens are right. And they interviewed Kerry Williams. He even said it's going to be hell out there. And that's an understatement. Suggs will echo that, too. Suggs hate these guys. And, you know the rivalry with Suggs and Roethlisberger. And it creates a huge advantage, especially because we play them twice in a three-week span. If his shoulder ends up being serious, I've heard conflicting reports, fans, and you know, if no one's, I'm sure someone saw the game last night, and I think everybody did. I don't know, some people, like I know, wouldn't waste their life watching a Steelers game beyond me, but I couldn't go to bed last night. You know, it was close. It was a close game. Chiefs game, run for the money, but how atrocious is Matt Castle? I mean, throwing that pick, I mean, it just was. And then you let them down the field. It was an incredible game. To recap that game, the Steelers did win 16-13 in overtime. They kicked a chip shot field goal, and it puts them a game behind us in the standings instead of two games behind. But you know what? Watching Byron Love, which I'm telling you right now, against this Ravens defense, again, it's on the road, fellas, so we have to keep it on perspective here, fans. And I'm pretty worried about it. It's on the road, but again, the last few times we played in Pittsburgh, guess what? Mr. Joe Flacco, number 5, led game-winning drives, did he not?
He absolutely did.
And the last one was a 96-yard drive, was it not?
It was.
And Brandon, you're 2 for 2. And so I'm telling you, it's going to be a war. It's World War III. It's biggest. It's epic. It's going to be, you can throw any adjective, any word in there you want to describe it, bloodbath, war, you know, hate versus hate. It's going to be war, but not to say it tunes down because Ben's not in there. I'm not going to applaud a guy for being hurt. Of course, it was great to see, you know, the Chiefs give him a run for the money. I mean, we're not, especially with our guy. I mean, our general went down. Ray Lewis is down, and, you know, I'm sure the Steelers fans are applauding that, but as fans of fans and people, I'm never going to applaud somebody from being down. But again, yeah, I'm snickering inside because it gives us a huge advantage, and he's not going to be out there. It's going to be one big advantage for the Ravens, and especially with the two games in 3 week span, because I hear conflicting reports he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, his shoulder separated. Then obviously Tomlin, he's coming out saying it's spring and he's questionable. No one really knows. You know how tough he guy is. I mean, Nada breaks his nose and he still plays the game, and they won that game. And that's why I actually said last night, and then obviously said this, you know, last night with some people, and I said this today, and I've been going to say it all week, telling you fans, until I see him actually going to be ruled out or his shoulder's really separated, I'm still preparing that he's going to play this Sunday.
And I think that's what the Ravens are doing as well. I think that they're going to come out and say, listen, we're not going to change our game plan. We're going to prepare for this guy. And if he's not there, we're still going to come with that same intensity. And that's what they're going to have to do, because the Steelers, just like the Ravens, aren't a one-man band. They aren't like – I mean – the Patriots, I don't want to say Brady is the entire team of the Patriots, because they do have great guys on there, like Welker and Gronkowski, but the Steelers are, you know, a very talented group, and that is what makes this rivalry so great in the NFL, because it's two teams that are both great at what they do, and they're in the same division, and it's tough, no matter what. It is tough, and I think the Ravens are going to come out there, and they're ready. They're going to be ready for a war, and with Ben or not, the Steelers are preparing as well, but I think that they're going to have to put a little bit more time into their planning now that Ben's gone, because now you're changing the entire team. Ben really took that offense, and he made that his own. I mean, they followed him. He was a leader, and now with that leader off the field, you're concentrating on a backup, and that backup does not play the same way Ben does. So it's going to be an adjustment for these guys, and it's going to be an advantage for the Ravens, and that's a good thing for us, but at the same time, it kind of lets me down a little bit, because I was really looking forward to the best versus the best, and but no matter what, this game is going to be great, and it's going to be one to watch, because I have a feeling the Ravens are going to, come out on top on this one, because it's the Ravens, it's the Steelers, and the Ravens, you know, they haven't lost to the Steelers in a pretty long time.
No, you have to go back to dating to the, you know, the agonizing defeat in the divisional playoffs in 2010, where we had the lead at halftime by two touchdowns, and they came back and beating us, which is still giving me nightmares. And, you know, we beat them twice last year, and we swept them. So really, they haven't seen defeat, you know, we haven't seen defeat at their hands since that, and we own them right now. You know, we won the last two meetings, home and away, and that incredible comeback with Joe Flacco. I watched that on YouTube all the time. He led them 96 yards, and with that Torrey Smith catch, and I actually had that same picture framed and signed by Torrey Smith in my bedroom. You know, that catch, that was probably the greatest, one of the greatest comebacks in Ravens history, and I had to get that moment, you know, sealed in time on my wall, because it's one of the most precious moments in Ravens history. Joe Flacco leads us 96 yards at the stupid Yellow Palace up there in Pittsburgh, and it was just incredible to watch, and especially when they had a fourth down a couple times, and it was just, I could gush about the different matchups we had. We had some epic games here, and, you know, with the 27-0 route 2006 when Bart Scott came off the end and rocked Ben Roethlisberger, and, you know, the times that they trounced us, and all the close games, and oh my gosh, Steeler Week's my favorite. Even Harbaugh, I could admit, Steeler Week's his favorite. The teams love to get up for this, and we love to hate Pittsburgh. They love to hate us. I could go on and on, and I want to touch on a thing I read today, and we're getting close, but do you recall the first Ravens win against Pittsburgh ever in their history?
Refresh my memory, man. Tell me a little bit about it.
Now, I don't know the first win in Pittsburgh. I had to research it, and forgive me for doing that. I don't know if you could pull it up for me, but I know I researched this one. Our first win against the Pittsburgh Steelers was in our inaugural season, 1996. It was a home game. December 1st, we beat them 31-17.
Wow.
So, yeah. So this rivalry has been huge ever since the inception of the Ravens in 1996. It's always been huge. We even beat them in our Super Bowl year 16-0 in the beginning of the season up in Pittsburgh. We've had epic matchups, and I'm actually going to ask you, and I'm going to share my favorite Ravens-Steeler moment, and I want to ask you a couple of my favorite Ravens-Steeler moments. Obviously, I touched on the epic comebacks as of late with the Houston Zada touchdown, 2 years ago, and then with the Torrey Smith one. I just wanted to, you know, go back on my Ravens-Steelers history. And one of my favorite moments in Ravens-Steelers history has to be the route at home, 2006, Bart Scott coming off the end, and he rocked him. Wow. I still to this day, he even said it was the hardest he's ever been hit. And that was a route. I mean, we shot him out at home. That was on route to a 13-3 season. And I can just bring up so many battles. And as of late, you know, I'm not going to touch the playoff matchups, even though they were great games. I have to go back on 2010 when we played them the third time, and we had to lead up, and they beat us. It was just a great. These games have been nothing short of spectacular. Yes, there's been a minor blowout here and there, but for the most part, we blew the doors off them at home last year in the opener, and then we had to come back in Pittsburgh. Every time we're in Pittsburgh, the lights are shining bright. Sunday Night Football. Sunday night is Ravens night, and I want to hear your favorite Ravens Steelers moment.
All right, we'll do that. I'll let you know, though. December 12th, 1999 was the first time the Ravens beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And wide receiver Qadre Ismail, he scored 3 touchdowns with 258 receiving yards, the all-time record at Three Rivers Stadium. So
that's unique, and we hold it. Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. So
very interesting.
I have to say, my favorite game, you know, there was one a few seasons ago. It was in Pittsburgh. It was when you know, Ben Roethlisberger was in his rape scandal, and you know, we went up there and we beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. And there was that drive that Joe Flacco did with the final Hushmanzada touchdown. You know, that's kind of Joe's MO. It's these quick, long distance plays that he's able to get down on the field, and the teams can't keep up with him. So that was a great one. That same season when they came to M&T Bank, I was lucky enough to be there at that game, even though the Ravens did lose. But when Ben walked out on the field, everybody was screaming "No means no," and of course that became "No means no's" because that was the game that Ben got his nose broken. But the game last year in Heinz Field with that Torrey Smith touchdown, I gotta say that was my favorite Ravens Steelers game. I mean, that was a heart pounder, and it was all the way down to the wire. And just seeing the you know, this rookie who screwed up, you know, the one play before when he was in the end zone, and he drops that ball, and he gets back in that huddle and says, "Let me do it again, I can do it," and then he comes back and he wins the game. What a story about Torrey Smith there. I mean, just an amazing story with this rivalry that's so deep, and we have this rookie guy who's just going, "Let me do it." It's like watching Rocky on a football field.
Oh, it is. And you could go on and on. I mean, even our 2008 season when Ray Rice and Joe Flacco and Harbaugh were all rookies here in Ravenstown, and they went up to Pittsburgh, and they was, you know, Ravens Steelers 3, and we've had many epic times, and it's really hard to beat a team 3 times in a season, and you know, they did it to us, you know, and it's wow. Like, I love it. It's Ravens. It's wow. I'm telling you right now, I'm excited, Brandon. It's Steeler Hate Week. It's Steeler Week in Baltimore. It's our favorite week. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is a unique season for me because as a fan, and you hardly believe this at all, and you probably will be shocked when I tell you this, I've never been to a Ravens-Steeler game in person. You
what?
Believe that?
That's
yeah, I know.
That's
isn't that
crazy.
But it all changes this year because in 3 weeks, well, I'll be there December 2nd for 4:30 kickoff or 4:25 kickoff. I'll be there for the home game. And whether Ben's back with that one or not, and whether we have beat him the first game, it's going to be epic. And I can't wait to be there. And there's some speculations why I haven't been. I could have went last year to the opener. And to really be honest with you, I hate to be, you know, I'm not going to be a wuss about it, but the tickets were so expensive. And with this economy and everything, you kind of got to pay attention to that kind
of
thing. But
of course,
right now, I had to get the ticket, and I'm ready to rock. Ready to rock with M&T Bank Stadium with the Steeler game. I can't wait. It's going to be epic. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to mix with the fans. And speaking of mixing the fans, I know you should have posted the tweet back on Sunday's game, but how cool is that, mixing in with the Raiders fans next to us and had the Darth Vader mask next to us? That was pretty fun.
That was pretty nice, man. You know, it's nice to see, you know, we always have Ray Rice talking to us at M&T Bank Stadium telling us, "Don't be a jerk." And it's always good to meet fans that like other teams that aren't jerks when they come here. And I hope Raven fans carry themselves the same way. So I was very happy that we were next to Raider fans that were actually pretty cool dudes. So, yeah, that was great, man. The fact that we can, you know, talk to these guys and be civil with each other. Awesome stuff, man. I love seeing that.
It is. And you don't want to see fans mix it up and beat each other up. Yes, we hate the Steelers, but at the end of the day, we're all people. Like with Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he goes down with an injury. Yeah, we're all excited because he got hurt and ha-ha, and we wish them ill will. But at the end of the day, he's still a human being, and he's got a family, and he hurt his shoulder. And it's not nothing good because we feel their pain because Ray Lewis went down with a triceps injury, Webb went down with an ACL injury, so we have to flip the other side of the coin here. We can't really point left because, hey, our end players are hurt and our general's out. You know, number 52's out, and we all know how we feel about 52. Anybody talks bad about him, I'm the first one to defend him. He's my favorite player. He's the face of the franchise. He's the heartbeat of the Ravens. And, you know, and not to get anything from Webb, anybody, anything that talks bad about our birds here, it's like family. You know, if you talk about my team, I'm going to step up and and be a man about it. I'm going to get in your face about it. The same way, I show that mutual respect. But yes, it is a great competitive advantage, and it gives us an advantage. And it's almost exciting to hear. It's like, oh, he's out. Well, great. It's going to give us an advantage. And I don't want to beat the dead horse here, but going back on it all, yeah, you don't want to wish anybody, you know, with a broken leg, broken nose, broken anything, and torn this and torn that. But it, like I said, going to the end of the day, it makes me sleep better at night knowing that we're not going to have to face number 7 because it takes a breath of fresh air. But you're right. Like you said in the middle of the show, it almost takes it out of it because you want to beat the best. You want to beat him and say, oh, well, because I remember what it was. Like Flacco won like 2 Steeler games, but it was without Ben, and yeah. He had to win one with Ben, and it was last year, and he got that monkey off his back. I remember the whole circus around that, like, well, Flacco hasn't won with Ben under center. Well, big whoop. Still beat the Steelers. I don't care who's under center. But and if you remember it, speaking of Roethlisberger, you know we're to thank for that, right? Because you remember back in, what was it, 2000, what was it, rookie year, 2004, where we knocked Tommy Maddox out and Ben Roethlisberger came in? Yeah, that was us.
That was us.
Everybody knows, I hate to say it, but we're to thank for this guy. So I hate Big Ben. I hate the Steelers with a passion. I really do. I mean, I'm going to be wearing my Terrell Suggs shirt on Sunday that he owns Big Ben's rear end, and I'm pretty excited to wear that shirt because I haven't had one signed. You know, Suggs has had some pretty memorable quotes. He loves to hate the Steelers. He loves to hate Brady. He loves to hate everybody, and he brings the camaraderie. And speaking of Suggs, wasn't that great to see his energy? Because that was the first game back in M&T Bank Stadium, and wasn't that great? I did not tell you, wasn't it great to see the swagger on the defense and him dancing and he gets it going? I mean, I told you, you know, you actually saw it in person. That was great to see.
Yeah, you know, you could tell he was loving life. He was happy to be back in Baltimore. He loves it here. But it was just really fun because he was dancing, he was moving, he was getting the crowd into it. So that's always good to see.
Yes, sir. Steeler Hate Week. Let's go. Let's go, Baltimore. I think we got the game balls out. We passed the pigskin around. We touched on a few things, but you know, at the end of the day, we're ready for Sunday Night Football. How about it?
You know what? There is one thing the Steelers have that Baltimore doesn't, and
what's that?
That is the fact that Bane blew up their stadium over the summer. So
that is true. So where are we going to play on Sunday?
Exactly. That's There's just right. going to be a giant hole in the ground. So you know what, Bane? Thank you for doing that. That was nice of you. And
we got cheerleaders and they don't.
Exactly, you know, of course. Why wouldn't you not have a cheerleader? But you know what? The Ravens are going to come in there, going to come into to Pittsburgh. The fire rises, and these guys are going to do what they have to do. So did we pretty much cover everything for the Steelers Hate Week edition?
Before I get to the covering, yes, I forgot one thing. Forgot to do the disclosure of Steelers Hate Week in my personal vendetta against the Steelers, and I'm going to share it with everybody. You can choose to do it. You can choose not. You might think I'm crazy. Brandon, I don't know if you know I do it, but it is Steeler Hate Week, so I urge everybody to get their trash cans ready, okay, ready, and go over to your fridge, open up your fridge, and if you see anything with a Heinz label on it, please throw it away. And I ban all Heinz products, as everybody knows. I used to do it only for Steeler Week, but now I do it for the rest of the whole season. And I actually do it forever. Like, even if it's all season, I don't eat Heinz products. Like, the people laugh at me in the restaurant, but I don't care. I bring them ketchup. You know? I hate Heinz. Like, I won't eat Heinz products. Like I bought gravy for a food drive, and someone brought it to me, and it was like Heinz. I was like, Heinz makes gravy? I'm like, get me out of here. Like, seriously? Like, and my mom gets it. You know, she buys Heinz ketchup instead of Heinz for me, and God bless my mom. She's awesome, and she even knows she won't eat Heinz ketchup. I just don't do it because I'm like, look, they play on Heinz Field, and the reason why is it's getting salty because, you know, they ruined our seasons there, and they've you know, we had the Super Bowl battle back in 2008, the chance to go to the Super Bowl, and they beat us there, and I just got that. That's what started it. It was 2008 what started my Heinz trip because when I was so salty at that game, I was like, I don't want anything to do with them. They ruined our season. We could have won the Super Bowl. That was back in Tampa. I was so mad at that game, Brandon. That's when it started. That's when I was like, no more Heinz products for me. I think that ended it.
You must not use the new ketchup packets at Chick-fil-A or anything. But
no, oh, hey, I don't. Like, that, it burns that, me because I love ketchup on my stuff.
You just got to bring your own. So, wow.
Either right. Bring my own or put up with it.
Well, that's dedication there. There's dedication right there, man. So, good for you.
It, man. Well, if you look at the label, it says Pittsburgh PA. I just can't buy something to support. I just can't. Like, you might call me crazy. You might call me ignorant. I just think it's taking my passion to the next level and my hate for the Steelers. And, hey, you know, I've had some fans who've joined it with me and, like, they know. And if there's a bottle next to me, they turn it. Actually, it was funny. During the 2010 playoff game, my friend Ryan, he actually took the bottle and chucked it off the table. He said, get this mess out of here. I mean, we know it's Steeler Hate Week of Baltimore. We're going to turn the town upside down, paint it purple, because we hate the Steelers. So let's go. And we covered it, but if not, Ed Reed's got it.
All right. That's awesome, man. Well, like Josh said, he's tweeting out really cool stuff on Twitter for Steelers Hate Week. You can follow me on Twitter for all kinds of news and everything like that, at Brando Cash. And Josh, where can people follow you on Twitter so they can see all these awesome pictures you're posting?
They can follow me on Italian GQ52. And this week, you know, I'm going to post some stuff. It's going to be the Call Steeler Week. I'm going to make my own hashtag, you know, the Call Steeler Week. And we're going to do it in style leading up to Sunday Night Football. NBC, 8:30, let's go under the lights big time, Heinz Field. Let's ready to roll on another divisional win. 8-2 is our goal. I cannot wait for this. I've been waiting all year for Sunday night, and we have Sunday Night Football in Baltimore. But I'm telling you what, it's November 18th. It's on the horizon. Baltimore, let's get ready. It's Steeler Week.
All right, man. Well, if you like this show or any of the other shows on the at Brando Cash Network, make sure you go to facebook.com/BrandoCash. Like us over there. You'll get new information about this show and all the other shows we got going on. If you're listening to us on something besides iTunes, go to iTunes and click subscribe. That way, whenever a brand new episode comes out, it automatically gets downloaded straight into your iTunes or on that podcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPod Touch. And make sure you write us a review there. Kind of helps us build a little audience on iTunes and get a little bit more recognized with those guys. So that would really help us out. And let everybody else know that you like the call and that you're digging what we're talking about. And let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr, Pinterest, every other social network you might be a part of. I don't care what it is. Just let people know about it. And let us know you've told people about it too, and we'll give you a shout out on the show. Unfortunately, next week, we're not going to be able to do a show. It is Thanksgiving week. So
don't bum me out, Brandon. Really?
I know. There's going to be so much football going on. We're not going to have time to record because there's so many games going on during our time. So,
we do have the holiday week coming up, fans. So,
that's true. So everybody enjoy some turkey, and if you're a vegetarian, eat tofurkey or whatever you want to eat. But hey, have a great Thanksgiving, and I want to let you guys know that I'm very thankful that you guys are listening to us, and that I'm thankful that Josh, you and I are able to do this show together. And thank you for talking Ravens with me every week. You know, this is a holiday time where you're supposed to give thanks, and I just want to say thank you to everybody out there, especially to you, Josh, for letting me talk Ravens with you and have a good time every week. On the call. So thank you very much, man.
Hey, Brandon, that means a lot, and you're right. And I did forget about that as much as my excitement this week is. We're not going to have a show next week, so we're going to have to cover double duty. So we'll, you know, in 2 weeks, fans, we're going to break down the win because I feel confident with this. Oh, we didn't give a prediction. I'm sorry, guys. Top of my head, we didn't give a prediction for the game, Brandon. And we're just so excited. We can't forget things here. But hey, that's what we do on the call. We forget things, but we come back. We bring it all back. And I'm going to give my prediction. We're going to go with, given the scoop that Ben's out, it changes the whole the face of the game here. But I'm going to give my prediction. We're going to go, I'm going to give a great 24-13 Ravens win.
That sounds pretty good to me. I hope it's another blowout. I hope it's something like 65-4 or something like that. Just two touchbacks or something.
I would hope so. I'm just changing. My score's a little bit up here in a double-digit win. It's because Ben's out there now. And if Ben plays, you know, my prediction changes to a 7-point win or maybe a 4-point win, like 24-20, 23-20 kind of deal again. But I'm going to stick to 24-13. You know, hopefully we can stick it out. Hopefully it's not going to be a close game. And hopefully Ben doesn't play, we get the advantage, and then we got the Chargers, you know, to preview that game. It's kind of hard to preview that game going, you know, 2 weeks out, but, you know, we got the Chargers away, so we got two away games, and then we come home against Pittsburgh. We got three AFC games before we play the Redskins, so it's going to be a good matchup. So we're going to have to break down the Steelers game, and then we're going to have to break down the Chargers game. So we're going to get a little bit more, you know, than we can chew on the show. But hey, we're going to do a double dip on the show, and hopefully we'll be 9-2. Wouldn't that be great coming back to the show? And we're 9-2.
Sounds pretty
hey,
good.
Yeah, it sounds great. Sounds great. I love that. So let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's take it one week at a time, fellas and fans, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go. Let's go for 8-2. Let's start it off right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll come back in 2 weeks. And been waiting all week for Sunday Night Football. Let's go Ravens. Steeler week. On the Ravens. Fly high.
Let the games begin.
This has been a production of